how Google Fiber launched in Louisville in just 5 months in the Tech Republic newsletter by Jason Heiner on October 18th. The flag bearer of Gigabyte Internet got some momentum back by using a new deployment technique to light up its first city of 2017 in record time. The first Google Fiber customer is now online in Louisville, Kentucky, and on Wednesday, the company opened the floodgates for others to get the service installed too. This comes 5 months after the company announced that Louisville would be its next city, and 8 months after the Tech Republic first broke the news that Louisville would be where Google Fiber would launch its 2.0 infrastructure after its infamous reset last fall when it fired its CEO and paused all future deployments. The broadband upstart regained some of its mojo by using a new deployment technique called shallow trenching, sometimes referred to as micro-trenching or nano-trenching, to deploy fiber at a pace it's never done before. This is the fastest we've gone from the start of construction to customer sign-up, said Ashley Crow, network operations lead at Google Fiber. In every other market, it's taken a year or longer. The red carpet. In addition to shallow trenching, the surprisingly swift deployment was made possible by the red carpet laid out by Louisville's city government. This is only possible because Louisville is a leader in civic innovation, said Google Fiber's city manager for Louisville, Scott Pluta, who has been involved in fiber developments in multiple cities. 5 years ago, Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher and former Chief Innovation Officer Ted Smith made a big bet on the future economic development of the city depended on getting gigabyte broadband deployed across Louisville. So the city aggressively courted Google Fiber and other high-speed telecoms. It famously passed its one-touch make-ready ordinance to allow new broadband providers to hang their cables on existing utility poles. Incumbents AT&T and Time Warner sued. But in August, a federal judge threw out the lawsuit. That opened one of the doors Google Fiber needed in Louisville and set a precedent for other U.S. cities. A new internet deal. However, Google Fiber hasn't needed to touch any utility poles in Louisville yet. In the first three pockets of the city where it's deployed, it's relied on shallow trenching to execute its fiber-to-the-premises plans. In fact, shallow trenching is going so well in Louisville that Google Fiber hasn't yet had to use the fixed wireless technology that it acquired from WebPass and that it played up during its reset in October 2016. Nevertheless, Crow said, fixed wireless is critical in the long term and is complementary to the fiber networks we're building. Google Fiber has started with three neighborhoods in Louisville, Portland, Newburgh, and Strathmore, better known as the Highlands, where all the young professionals hang out. Residents of those neighborhoods can start ordering the service today by going to google.com/fiber/Louisville. There are two packages to choose from. Fiber 100, 100 megabits connection, both up and down, for $50 a month. Fiber 1000, 1 gigabyte connection, both up and down, for $70 a month. There are not additional taxes or add-on fees, so the customer's bill is actually $70 or $50, according to Pluta. There are also no annual contracts, installation fees, or data caps. And when the customer signs up, they get one free Google Wi-Fi router. We listen to our customers, said Crow. They want options. They don't want data caps, and contracts feel very binding. And that also brings us to the final reason why Google has been able to move so fast in Louisville. It's not encumbered by having to mix in a TV and phone package. Earlier this month, Google Fiber announced that in its next two markets, Louisville and San Antonio, It's foregoing the traditional TV packages it's been offering in its previous fiber cities. It's betting that a large portion of the people who get Google Fiber would also be willing to be cord cutters, or already are. That's also more viable now that there are multiple low-cost streaming TV options in the U.S. YouTube TV, DirecTV Now, Sling TV, Hulu Live, and Sony PlayStation View. With the Louisville launch today, Google Fiber is offering the ability to add on YouTube TV with a 2-week free trial, and if customers sign up at the same time that they order Google Fiber, then they can get a free NVIDIA Shield TV streaming box. The battle with AT&T. To be clear, Google Fiber's Louisville launch is only a beginning, even if it's a fast one. It's lighting up 3 neighborhoods. There are over 80 more left to do. A map shows the areas where Google Fiber has filed permits with Louisville City Government. It includes the 3 areas where it started taking customers at launch, as well as a 4th area, Germantown, where it has obtained permits and could be its next neighborhood. But if it can keep up its current pace, then it has a better chance to disrupt AT&T, Spectrum, and Comcast than when it was simply trying to beat them at its own game. A year ago, AT&T was openly mocking Google Fiber, as ZDNet reported. That's not the case today. With shallow trenching, Google Fiber crews are now laying about 12,000 feet of fiber optic cable per day using 3 to 4 crews, according to multiple sources in the construction industry in Louisville. According to those same sources, which work with both Google Fiber and AT&T Fiber as well as other providers, one AT&T crew can lay a maximum of about 2,000 feet of fiber per day. And that's if everything goes perfectly with its traditional digging methods. The average pace for AT&T is more in the 1,000 to 1,500 feet per day range per crew. Google Fiber officials admitted that when they were using traditional techniques, their crews were only averaging 500 to 1,000 feet of fiber per day. The bottom line is that Google Fiber is outdeploying AT&T Fiber by somewhere between 5 to 10 times every day in Louisville. Still, AT&T Fiber has a big head start in Louisville since it has had a fiber backbone across the city for a decade or more and has been building its fiber-to-the-premises network for over a year. By the estimate of one of the construction managers that Tech Republic spoke with, it has 40% of its network already complete. However, its new construction is moving far more slowly, and it's also signing up customers at a slow pace. Nevertheless, we found a software engineer in the Louisville area who's had AT&T Fiber for 6 months, and he said the gigabit speeds have been as good as advertised, and it has never gone down. A big improvement over the inconsistent Spectrum, formerly Time Warner, cable internet, and AT&T DSL options currently offered in Louisville. Clearly, the competition is prompting AT&T Fiber to provide much better service, and with Google Fiber's new acceleration, the pace of gigabit internet is poised to pick up, not just in Louisville, but in other U.S. cities as well, if Google Fiber can replicate its success.